Phoenix Audio presents.
The Diary of Vaslav Nijinsky, complete and unabridged. Translated from the Russian by Kirill Fitzlion. Edited with an introduction by Joan Acocella. In December 1917, Vaslav Nijinsky, at that time the most celebrated male dancer in the Western world, moved into a villa in St. Moritz with his wife, Romola, and their three-year-old daughter, Kira. His relations with Serge Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, the company in which he had made his name, were now severed, and with a war on, it was impossible for him to seek other engagements. So he and Romola had decided to retreat to neutral Switzerland and wait for peace. By the time of the armistice, however, Nijinsky had begun to go insane. The diary that follows, written in 6.5 weeks, from January 19th to March 4th, 1919, is the record of his thoughts as that was happening. To my knowledge, it is the only sustained, on-the-spot rather than retrospective written account by a major artist of the experience of entering psychosis. Other important artists have gone mad. Schumann, Nietzsche, Van Gogh, Artaud, but none of them left us a record like this. Nijinsky was born in Kiev around 1889 to a pair of Polish dancers who made their living on the touring circuit, opera houses, summer theaters, circuses, in Poland and Russia. His parents were his first dance teachers. At age 7, he made his professional...